Well, it's a Tech Tuesday, and as per usual on Tuesday, we've got Bridget Carey on the line, senior editor from CNET and host of the CNET Update. Bridget, how are you?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having me.
On Friday, when we were about ready to start our weekend, a massive cyber attack took out a bunch of websites, lots of them, and I was most upset because I couldn't post my picture of me and Dr. Ruth on my Twitter account. So we found out yesterday it involved cameras, security cameras.
Things in your own home.
Okay, explain this because I didn't explain it very well yesterday because we're not very tech savvy, especially Bill, but me included. But now is this stuff that can affect us in the future? What happened?
Okay, well, this is something that security researchers have long warned about, that a lot of the things that we're buying in our house that are internet-connected, like a security camera sometimes, not all of them are made securely in terms of having the password be something that is something you can set. It'll be like a default password, or it might be no password. Well, hackers got a hold of a bunch of cameras that didn't have any passwords on them, and they remotely put programs like a virus on them and set them and turned them basically into an army of computers to attack the infrastructure of different websites. And so people, without even knowing it, had webcams in their house that were essentially a robot army that was attacking the web. So normally you hear about this kind of stuff happening when people get a virus on their laptop or their PC. But now it's not just your computer at home, your main computer that can get this kind of infection, that can serve as a botnet. It's the other little items in your house. So eventually, you know, I guess now we have to worry about our internet-connected coffee makers becoming part of the future cyber war, you know?
They're going to start marching and attacking us.
Right. That's how it happens. There were two waves of this attack on Friday, Bridget. There was one in the morning on the East Coast and then a more general one later on in the afternoon. But in both cases, they were solved fairly quickly. Like, if this happens in the future,
well,
will this be...
I mean, it took like 2 hours on one and about, you know, a couple hours on another. So yeah. Fairly quickly, yeah. But still, this was affecting PayPal. And it wasn't even just the U.S. Some places in Australia were even affected, and some banking sites. I mean, this was like a warning of how vulnerable we are and what could be the case in the future. If you can start taking out news sites, you can start taking out ways people can pay each other.
Yeah.
Will government start to be affected? This shows the potential of how much we rely on websites, you know, obviously to get, you know, our lives taken care of every day, but you'd hate to see it start to actually interrupt business that needs to happen. I mean, imagine going to the bank and going, oh, we can't help it, there's a cyber attack going on right now.
Right. Somebody texted in and said that they were at a medical office and couldn't help any other patients that day because they couldn't access their records. That's big.
Right. And I think there's two things that are going to be happening in the future. I mean, like I said, it always takes something to happen before people listen to the warnings of security experts. But I think companies like Twitter and Netflix and the others who were affected.
Credit Karma was affected, too.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone affected is going to have to not just rely on one company for their infrastructure, because that's what happened. They didn't just target individual websites. They took out the infrastructure that is used by many websites. It's a server, basically. So they overwhelmed the server that everyone used. And then I think companies are going to have to diversify. Like, so if one goes down, they have a backup. That costs more. That means if Netflix has to use multiple backups, they're going to be charging you more. You know, if you look at the big picture here, in order to be able to fight something like this, because we're seeing these attacks not just get stronger, but they're getting more sophisticated. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, it happens again and again and again. And then companies either have to choose to just be down or have backups in place.
Two questions for you. One, did they find out who was responsible for this?
It's too early to say. Some folks like to take credit, but you never can be sure. Really, one of the webcams we're talking like a massive amount of hits were being, you know, targeted on some of these servers. But what the most prominent was coming from a certain webcam maker, a Chinese brand. So those have been recalled. It's not a brand that you typically would buy here. But as far as the culprit, at least from the consumer side, just you personally can make sure that you're buying secure products, you know, and you change your passwords to make sure that they're not the default password or the default brand name password. That I think companies who make these internet-connected devices like the webcam maker and such, I think that's also a wake-up call to them to be more secure when they give us products, because we don't want to have to think about that stuff.
But Bridget,
it's bad for them.
The track record for finding people or groups that commit cyber crimes, cyber terrorism, is pretty good, right? More times than not, they do find the people responsible, don't they?
Well, sometimes there are clues. But the truth is, people can spoof where it's coming from. So for people to say, oh, this is Russia, you know, this is Russia attacking us, you can fake on the computer where your traffic is coming from. You can bounce it around to multiple countries. People usually think it's Russia or China because of some sort of virus, and the way the virus was written, maybe it has some code in Russian, and people go, okay, that's maybe how it's found. But you could fake that too if you wanted to frame them. Yes, on one hand, there are clues. On the other hand, people can fake anything now on the web. And so to say something is 100% certain, you just don't hear it often. Mm-hmm.
All right, we know Donald Trump wasn't responsible because he was lost without his Twitter being up for a couple of hours. My second question, is there any reason to believe this was a practice attack for cyber wars?
The election, perhaps?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. That's what people are contemplating. Like, was this just a, you know, to show what they could do for next time, to see what else they could do? I'm sure it's too hard to be able to protect against this happening again by November 8th, you know, because it takes time for companies to kind of beef up the way that they're going to stop something like this. So, yeah, it certainly could happen again, and it could be a distraction for people. Also, we've seen this also as an attack on a singular website. A popular security researcher, Brian Krebs, had the largest version of this on attacking just his website as a form of censorship. So, you know, he was writing about someone who, and they weren't happy with what he was writing about, and they wanted to shut down his website, and sure enough, that's one way to do it. So whether or not it's widespread or on a single target, that, you know, that could certainly happen anytime.
But Bridget, this kind of answers the question that so many have asked over the last couple of years. With technology being what it is, why can't the election just be held online? We wouldn't have to go to polling places. We could just vote online. This shows why, doesn't it?
Right. The web wasn't built inherently to be this secure. So we're kind of adding security as an afterthought now, essentially, you know, the way, and even the way we're buying products in our home, you know, by connecting them to apps, and so I can, you know, set this to turn on when I have an app, or set that to turn on when I have an app. It kind of all, you know, rushed to the market, and people didn't really think about the making it super secure right away, because guess what, that costs money, you know, and they want to make profit. Yeah, this shows that we're going to be kind of backtracking and trying to make things more secure as an afterthought, unfortunately.
Pretty scary. And be careful what you put on the internet. Bill, take down your naked pictures.
Nope, too late.
Bridget Carey, she is host of the CNET Update. Before we let you go, why don't you promote what's coming up on the CNET Update for today at CNET.com?
Well, we are looking at a phone that has everyone buzzing in the tech world. You and I won't care to buy it. It's from a Chinese company called Xiaomi, but it looks like it beat Apple to the punch in what everyone thought the next iPhone was going to look like. It has the front is almost entirely screen. There's no frame except a very tiny bit in the bottom corner. So like to be able to plug it in, you know. So I think everyone's kind of looking at this as the future of smartphones.
Good to know. Go to CNET.com and you can find her. She's Bridget Carey. Thank you so much, and stay safe in the cyber world.
Yeah, stay safe in the upcoming cyber war.
Thanks, Bridget. We'll take a quick break. Steve has the news, and then we have a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.